The American Bar Association is promoting the Constitution. The new publicity campaign expands the Dialogue on Freedom program, which puts lawyers and judges into classrooms to explain the nation's basic freedoms. In addition, there will be print ads and town hall-style meetings to inform people across the country of their constitutional rights. Bob Hershon is the ABA's president and explains how the ad campaign will work.
The first topic to run is on electronic surveillance, and the advertisement will read, "Vital to national security or violation of privacy?" The reader will have to make his or her own judgments. We're going to run a series of those ads over the next 13 to 18 months. We're also going to have an ad that depicts a toddler, a young child, with a blanket. And if you look closely, the blanket that this child has wrapped around herself is really the Constitution. The point to be made is that nothing really is secure without the security of our Constitution.
Well, what's the whole point? Do you think people have forgotten this?
Well, the whole point is that there's a window of opportunity here, and it was created by September 11th. We took a poll. We saw some very surprising results in that 62% of Americans had talked to children about what makes America different. And 57% of those specifically talked about democracy and Constitution since September 11th. We have a democracy that really needs to be nurtured. And if we're going to pass on that democracy, we have to educate the successive generations about what that democracy is all about.
Why is it the ABA's mission to teach democracy?
Well, because this is a rule of law issue. If you look at what our democracy is based upon, it's really based upon the principles in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of that Constitution. And if you travel to nations in the developing areas of this world, you learn very quickly that rule of law has not always been embodied in those nations, in their fabrics. And as I've talked to many of the individuals in these countries, I've come to understand that there is a great desire to take their countries, which they are very proud of, and emulate the United States as far as rule of law issues. Because they look at us and they say, you know, this is a country that's gotten it right.
Is it the bar's position that some of our freedoms and liberties and rights have been threatened by laws passed since September 11th or executive orders announced or practices imposed?
The bar has taken some position and is concerned with some of the things that have been done recently, specifically the decision by the Department of Justice to abrogate the attorney-client privilege with regard to the detainees. We recognize that this is a delicate balancing act. We recognize that what we're doing is we're trying to balance the needs of national security with the needs of maintaining our Constitution. And in fact, we worked with the Department of Defense. We made a number of suggestions, and we were very, very pleased that the Defense Department pretty well tracked exactly what the American Bar Association had recommended.
Bob Hershon is president of the American Bar Association.